This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts. Good morning. Now, 7:03, we're dropping to 52 degrees. It's still kind of nice. Mild this morning. We did have some rain overnight, but later today, it's going to be sunny, 70. Honestly, it's going to be gorgeous today. Make outdoor plans. Get outdoor lunch plans today. Our top story this morning, the Texas measles outbreak now moves closer to home.
And in addition to the fatal case in West Texas, we now know there is a patient diagnosed right here in North Texas.
And it's found its way to Rockwall County. The Commissioner's Court released a statement on social media stating that a confirmed case of measles was reported in their county. The case was found in an adult who had recently traveled internationally. That adult was unvaccinated. At this time, they do not believe that this case is connected to any of the cases in West Texas. All direct contacts of this individual have been notified for observation. The latest confirmed case of measles brings the total amount to 125 across the state. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
So now that there's a case of measles just a few miles away from Dallas County, Health Director Dr. Philip Wong is keeping a close eye. KRLD's Kurt Lewis continues our team coverage.
Wong says the current measles vaccine is unusually effective as long as people get vaccinated.
Unfortunately, it seems like more recently there's more suspect disinformation, misinformation about vaccines out there, and so more and more people aren't getting vaccinated.
Wong says if you're vaccinated, it's very hard to catch the measles. But if you're not, it is one of the most virulent and communicable viruses out there. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly at Talk Radio Joe on your social media. We're live in the Milestone Plumbing, Heating and Electric 24-hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little. Heather Behrens is on assignment. Thanks for joining us. And the Gainesville ISD releases its report on an 11-year-old girl who committed suicide.
11-year-old Jocelyn Rojo Carranza died on February 8th. Her family said they had heard she had been bullied at school, possibly over their immigration status. The Gainesville ISD interviewed other students after Jocelyn was hospitalized on February 4th and say they learned that both Jocelyn and one of her siblings had been bullied. They say they did not receive that information before her hospitalization. They also say they learned Jocelyn had told multiple students she'd been touched inappropriately by a family member, but she felt pressure to keep it a secret. The district reported that to Child Protective Services. They also say Jocelyn had talked to a cousin about harming herself, and while that cousin notified one of Jocelyn's parents, that information never reached officials with the district. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
More officers are on the way to Big D.
The Dallas City Council gave the go-ahead to hire 300 police officers instead of the previous goal of 250. Some council members pushed for hiring up to 400 new officers. Hiring faster sounds good, but ramping up too quickly could mean longer response times and pulling officers from active patrol to train rookies. And interim police chief Michael Igo is not here for it.
If it was simple as snapping my fingers to get the recruits in, we would do that in a heartbeat. Give us time to get those resources in place where it doesn't affect our communities.
The cost for hiring those 300 officers? About $10 million. From the 24-hour news center, Georgia Alfredas at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It appears President Trump's get tough on crime approach at the southern border is working. At least that's what's happening, according to the head of the Texas State Troopers. There's been a dramatic change in illegal immigration attempts.
The numbers right now are the lowest that we've ever seen them. I think there's several days this week that were below 100.
That's DPS Director Martin Freeman, who says they're already planning on ramping down law enforcement at the border. Currently, there are troopers from all over the state on special assignment at the border, and that initiative would be the first to end. Meanwhile, this morning, new information on this week's massive ICE raid in the Colony Ridge development just north of Houston.
118 people were taken around Monday morning. They saw several people being stopped at traffic stops. That's where he says the majority of people were taken. And this was a collaboration between ICE, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Texas Department of Public Safety.
That's Karen Waugh reporting from Houston. She says developers in the area told them they're grateful for the efforts of the governor and the border czar, Tom Homan.
You remember back in the Obama administration when he was giving his State of the Union address, a Republican lawmaker shouted, "You lie!" Do you remember that?
Absolutely.
The guy who said "you lie" is Joe Wilson. He's a South Carolina Republican representative. He has introduced a new idea, a $250 bill with President Trump's face on it. All right, so a new currency. Uh-huh. Now, we don't have in the United States any notes larger than $100. We used to.
Right.
We used to have a 500, we used to have a 1,000, we used to have a 5,000, we used to have a $10,000 bill. They took them out of circulation back in 1969. In part for two reasons, mostly because people weren't using them. Who would have a $10,000 bill?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, currency.
Right.
But they also cracked down on that and eliminated that because of the drug trade. It was easier to drug traffic if they could stick $1 million in a suitcase with $10,000 bills rather than having to have, you get the idea. So
they should have just kept them. You'd know exactly who the drug dealers were.
Yeah, right.
Oh, those guys.
So what do you think? What do you think about introducing a $250 bill with President Trump's face on it? If it were to happen, at least depending on how long it takes for this to come to fruition, but if it were to happen, it would be the first time ever that a living president would appear on our currency. As we only have dead presidents on them right now, which is why they're called dead presidents. The currency, not the president.
That's incredible. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll be here all day. 7-Eleven here on the KRLD Morning News. What do you think? Are you going to support a $250 bill with President Trump's image on it? You can send us a voice message in the Odyssey app. Just tap the microphone button there on the KRLD page. Coming up next, man, the city of Dallas is doing all that they can to try to save the downtown Neiman Marcus location, but it looks like it's not going to work. We got that for you next.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
We're following breaking news. Academy Award-winning actor Gene Hackman and his wife are found dead inside their Santa Fe, New Mexico home. Hackman was 95, right? But his wife was just 63. Cops don't suspect foul play. Saks Global says they still plan to close the downtown Dallas Neiman Marcus location, even though the store's landlords intended to donate the land to the city of Dallas so Neiman's could stay open. An adult living in Rockwall County tests positive for measles after traveling out of the country. We're told the patient was not vaccinated and it's not believed to be connected to the West Texas outbreak.